Hello, my name is Damon, and you're listening to Common Elements Used in the Real World. Here today, we have three guest speakers that are going to discuss the elements that keep swimming pools clean, damages the ozone layer, is used in many chemical reactions, and also kills bacteria and cleans drinking water. Joel, what is this element, and can you give us some background information about the element?
Well, hello. First of all, I want to thank you all for having me on. And of course, as Damon said, my name is Joel, and I am the science expert. This element is known as chlorine, which is in group 17 of the periodic table, also known as the halogens, and is found to be known as a compound, not an element in nature. It is estimated that there are about 2,000 organic chlorine compounds, the most common being sodium chloride, potassium compounds, carnallite, and salt. Chlorine also has two stable isotopes, chlorine-35 and chlorine-37, with chlorine-35 accounting for roughly 3 out of every 4 naturally occurring chlorine atoms. Chlorine-36 is also known naturally and is a radioactive isotope with about a half-life of about 30,000 years. The chemist who discovered isotopes was an apprentice of J.J. Thompson while studying positive rays, discovering that there were two different isotopes of neon. After the First World War, Aston invented the mass spectrograph, which utilized electromagnetics to separate isotopes of an element. Using this invention with other elements, Aston discovered 212 naturally occurring isotopes. Using this research, he came up with the whole number rule, which states that the atomic mass of isotopes are whole numbers.
Before we dive into the element, let's start with the introduction of the atom.
Hey, I'm Vanessa, and I'm the history expert. John Dalton reintroduced the idea of the atomic theory. Dalton's atomic theory proposed that all matter was made up of atoms, indivisible and indestructible blocks. Dalton had also believed the atomic theory could explain why water absorbed different gases in different proportions. From then on, other scientists developed and added many key components to the atomic theory.
What other scientists contributed to the development of the atomic theory?
J.J. Thompson conducted the cathode ray tube experiment, which proved the existence of electrons within the atom. To demonstrate the existence of the neutron in the atom, Thompson came up with the plum pudding model. This model detailed that the atom was made up of a positively charged blob where electrons were distributed throughout. This refuted the previously held belief that there is nothing that exists that is smaller than the atom. Ernest Rutherford was the first to discover that atoms have a small charged nucleus surrounded by empty space and tiny electrons through his gold foil experiment and planetary model. This demonstrated that the atom had a tiny nucleus inside of it and overturned J.J. Thompson's plum pudding model by proving that there was a nucleus inside of the atom. James Chadwick reported the discovery of the neutron. He found the neutron through the beryllium paraffin wax experiment and discovered that the neutron was a neutrally charged particle, overturning Rutherford's claim about it being a proton and electron bound together. Niels Bohr also furthered Rutherford's study of the atomic model while also discovering that when an electron moves to an orbit with a lower energy level, light is emitted in fixed wavelengths. In relation to Bohr, Werner Heisenberg was a professor that worked with him. He created the idea that one cannot determine the exact position velocity of a subatomic particle, such as an electron. This was created because attempting to measure the velocity of a particle, such as an electron, would make it move around in an unpredictable way. Since particles exhibit wavelength behavior, he deduced that the place where the wave-like movement is where a particle is most likely located. Albert Einstein accelerated the explanation that a light quantum must have a certain frequency that has to be specific in order to liberate an electron from an atom, which explains how metals release electrons when a light is shined on it. This also proved that the reason why people can see particles moving in a liquid is because of the invisible motion of the liquid molecules.
Thank you, Vanessa, for that detailed explanation on the development of the atomic theory. Moving on, did this element, chlorine, originate?
This element was first isolated in 1774 by the Swiss-German chemist Carl Wilhelm Scheele by reacting hydrochloric acid with manganese oxide. But he failed to realize his achievement, mistakenly believing it also contained oxygen. It was Davy in 1810 who finally concluded that Scheele had made element chlorine. Since chlorine can be combined with nearly every element, it can never be found free in nature. Elemental chlorine is a pale yellowy-green gas at room temperature. It was the Greek word chloros, meaning yellowish-green, that was used as inspiration by Sir Humphry Davy when he named this element in the 19th century.
Can you describe some ways that the element is used in the real world today and how chemists feel about the element?
Hi, my name is Sunshine and I am the real world applications expert. Chlorine is the element that has found in so many of useful applications such as cleaning our swimming pools and keeping them from being dirty for many different people going in and out and in some cases even urinating inside your nice pool water. Chlorine can also be used to clean drinking water so that there aren't ways we get sick from drinking liquids to keep us hydrated. Chemists tend to find chlorine to be a friendly element due to how useful it is. As previously stated, two of the most familiar forms of chlorine compounds are sodium chloride, NaCl, and hydrogen chloride, HCl. Sodium chloride is often referred to as table salt. Table salt is used to season foods and is found to be used industrially as well. Hydrogen chloride is a very strong acid and is widely used chemically and can be used to create other chemical compounds. Sodium hypochlorite is a form of chlorine, in which we call bleach today. Because sodium hypochlorite is such an unstable compound, bleach is a dilute solution of sodium hypochlorite. As we know, bleach has many common uses in the real world. Bleach is used to clean toilets, whiten and brighten clothes, whiten tile grout, help flowers last longer, remove mold and mildew, and has many other uses in the real world. Chlorine, however, isn't always so pleasant. It has a side to it where it was the first chemical warfare agent and took blame when the Earth's ozone layer started depleting. Chlorine gas is itself very poisonous and toxic and was used as a chemical weapon during the First World War.
What are the applications of this element and how do scientists feel about it?
Chemists tend to find chlorine to be a friendly element due to how useful it is. Two of the most familiar forms of chlorine compounds are sodium chloride, NaCl, and hydrogen chloride, HCl. Sodium chloride is often referred to as table salt, and hydrogen chloride, otherwise known as hydrochloric acid, which is an aqueous solution form of hydrogen chloride. Other chlorine compounds include, but are not limited to, sodium hypochlorite, which is a form of bleach, chloroform, carbon tetrachloride, potassium chloride, lithium chloride, magnesium chloride, and chlorine dioxide. It is also used in gas form as a chemical weapon since it is so harmful. The use of chlorine gas as a chemical weapon was pioneered by German chemist Fritz Haber, who was better known for his work with ammonia. It was first used against the Allied soldiers in the Battle of Ypres during the First World War, while it was quickly replaced by the more deadly phosgene and mustard gases. Chlorine gas has been used as a weapon recently as 2007 in Iraq during the Second Gulf War.
Can chlorine also be seen in organic chemistry and how?
Chlorine has a major role to play in synthetic organic chemistry, taking part in three of the most common reaction mechanisms. In the first of these, the photochemical substitution reaction, chlorine reacts with an alkane by replacing one of the hydrogen atoms attached to a carbon forming a chloroalkane. This radical reaction is initiated by the use of sunlight or ultraviolet light to split diatomic chlorine into two radicals. Chlorine can also react with alkenes via the electrophilic addition mechanism. This time, two chlorine atoms add to a molecule across the electron-rich carbon-carbon double bond. This reaction has to be carried out in the darkness to avoid complications with competing free radical substitutions. A third common mechanism is electrophilic substitution, which occurs when chlorine reacts with a benzene ring by replacing a hydrogen atom, forming chlorobenzene and hydrogen chloride. This reaction is most commonly known as the Friedel-Crafts reaction.
Are there any more uses for chlorine that may not be commonly known?
Chlorine has many uses that also are included in industrial making. For example, this includes making plastics such as PVC and solvents. Also, bleached paper products are a common outcome of the use of chlorine. 85% of pharmaceuticals use chlorine or its compounds at some stage in their manufactures, which is how chlorine is used to create medicines and antiseptics for people to use when needed. Another use for chlorine is for dyes and paints. Its best known uses, however, are probably making bleaches such as Domestos, and as said previously, for disinfecting drinking and swimming pool waters to make them safe to use, and of course its role as a chemical warfare agent.
When did people begin to experiment with chlorine and the use of water?
The treatment of water with chlorine began in London after a cholera outbreak in 1850 when the physician and pioneering hygienist John Snow identified a well in Soho as the source of the outbreak. Chlorine is still used in most sewage treatment works today. Snow also used a compound of chlorine, chloroform, with the formula CHCl3 as an anesthetic to aid the childbirth of two of Queen Victoria's children.
What happened to chlorine in relation to aerosol and other solvents?
Chlorine was once used to make a series of aerosol solvents and refrigerants called chlorofluorocarbons, or CFCs. However, their use was stopped once it became apparent that when in the atmosphere, these compounds absorb ultraviolet light and cause homolytic bond fission, producing a chlorine-free radical, which in turn reacts with ozone.
This has led to a reduction in the concentration of ozone in the so-called ozone layer, and therefore a reduction in the protection for those of us on the surface of the planet, making us more susceptible to skin cancers. So that's chlorine, a Jekyll and Hyde element with an extremely wide range of applications.
In all, the element chlorine is useful to many in the real world. There have been many times where it was considered to be dangerous or harmful to many, including that it was used in war. Yet the history of the element is interesting for people to see how something so commonly used was found and incorporated into the lives of regular people. Let's thank Vanessa, Sunshine, and Joelle, who all were here to tell the story of the element chlorine.
We're done.